Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Monday after Thanksgiving.
If you haven't started your holiday shopping yet, what are you waiting for? You're almost out of time.
It's happening today?
What's happening today?
Cyber Monday.
I love shopping from the convenience of my own home.
From the comfort of your own home.
It's like it's
Black Friday.
Black Friday.
On Monday.
And it's online.
So let's do this thing.
Let's do this!
Buckle up. It's showtime.
You know, when you're sitting at home, you know, just in your sweats with the laptop or the iPad in your lap, just ordering stuff and eating at the same time.
I mean, what could go wrong?
That's America, the 21st century.
That's right.
I'm shopping, I'm on my couch, I'm in my comfy clothes, and I'm eating.
Now, just let the record show, we're not complaining.
No. I am googly-eyed at the wonders of technology is what I am. And speaking of the leftovers, I have hit the wall. I cannot do anymore. I can't do it. I hit it last night. I had to go, nope, no mas. Because I've been hammering
I've
it since
some
Thursday.
Time.
You still got some left over?
Yeah, I do. I have some from the first Thanksgiving, and then we had a second one last night.
Oh, Thanksgiving number two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're just kind of continuing on.
Going to cover both sides of the family. Rain this morning, should be ending later. Temperatures falling too.
I didn't think I was a bad guy.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie Chase, 6:12 the time. Raining this morning. Get ready. It's going to be one of those days. The rain and the cold is coming. We're finally going to get some wintertime weather if you've been wanting that.
All right.
Tomorrow's high only in the 40s. Back then, we're going to be out of the 30s tonight. Good morning to you. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. We're glad you're listening. Hope you've had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. You got all the food that you wanted to eat. I am still stuffed. And as usual, I acted like I had no sense whatsoever.
Right.
No brains, no sense of self-control, none of that. I don't know what I was thinking, but I did it. I just kept going. Oh, there's room for that. Oh, there's room for that. I saw a meme this weekend of this huge fat cat laid back on the sofa, just bloated there, going, no, I can't even, no, wait, is that pie?
Correct. Right. Pie goes into a different stomach.
Yeah, you told me that last week, and I took your word for it, but it seemed it didn't work for me this week.
Oh, okay. All right.
It didn't work for me this weekend. I still felt bloated. But I hope you had an awesome weekend. We're going to kick off a whole new thing. Boy, we got something cool for you coming up this week. Oh, if you've got little kids, you're going to love it. All the info and your first chance to win coming at 8 o'clock. Hang on.
You know how these things start. You hear about Wendy's two
minutes.
New country, 93.1 The Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, good morning. Odds and ends time. Well, there is a new Reese's Peanut Butter Cup that is going to be available at Sam's Club.
Okay.
The special holiday edition. This thing is a half pound.
That's quite a lot.
Each package contains three big peanut butter cups, and I'm a little worried that the chocolate to peanut butter ratio may not be correct.
Uh-oh.
So what is the correct ratio then?
I don't know what the correct ratio is in terms of measurements, but I do know according to taste. And in my opinion, the original regular size Reese's peanut butter cup and the Reese's miniature peanut butter cups have the exact peanut butter to chocolate ratio, whereas the Christmas trees, the Easter eggs, all that do not.
But they are the best. Ugh, I love them.
The Christmas tree. Andy's a big fan of those. No. Yeah.
It's too much peanut butter and not enough chocolate. That's the problem.
I like the soft chocolate to the lots of peanut butter. I don't like that hard chocolate on the outside of the regular. I mean, I'll eat it, don't get me wrong, but it's not my preference.
That's what I like, is that Reese's Mini, the little kind of break you get with chocolate.
Totally agreed.
I'm so hungry.
Especially when they come out of the fridge.
Oh,
I agree with you 100%. Yes. Well, in case you're wondering how Black Friday went, let me tell you a couple of different organizations have said, here's what happened Friday. Adobe says customers spent between $8.9 billion and $9.6 billion on Friday, which is up 20 to 29% from last year. However, MarketWatch says Black Friday apparel sales were down 50% from last year. Home goods sales were down 39% from last year.
By the way, it makes sense. They didn't have any good deals on either of those items. I went shopping, did not see anything clothing-wise, home good-wise.
Annie posted a picture. Of course, I didn't see it till later in the day because I wasn't up. But she posted a picture of herself at like 4 a.m.-ish on Black Friday, jacked and ready to go. What was the first stop?
Walmart. And it was terrible, you guys.
Was it awful? Was it packed?
No, it wasn't. It was the weirdest Black Friday ever. Everybody was in a line right outside, right at 5 a.m. They opened the door. They let people in, and you went through the whole store in a line.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to get to one side of the store, you had to go follow the line to get back there.
How many?
And it was quiet, and it wasn't fighting over anything.
How many people would you say were in line at Walmart, the one you went to on Friday morning?
Maybe 60.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
A reasonable crowd.
Right.
Well, store visits on Black Friday were down 52%. Cyber Monday sales today expected to be between $10.8 billion and $12.7 billion by the end of the day today.
Wow.
Folks, that's between midnight last night and midnight tonight. $12 billion purchased online.
Mm-hmm.
God, the delivery trucks it would take to deliver that stuff. It's incredible, isn't it? In case you missed it, TV sales on Black Friday. Here's one you may have missed: $50,000 B&H Photo. If you buy camera stuff or computer stuff, you probably used B&H Photo before. They had a $100,000 Samsung TV for half off on Black Friday. The 98-inch QLED 8K television was on sale for $49,997. Half price.
Reasonable.
We did not go with that TV.
Listen to this. B&H Photo, being the flexible retailer they are, were offering a payment plan. The monthly payments on that TV would have been $4,167.
See?
Right.
There you go.
Sony had a similar TV on sale for $60,000.
How big is this TV again? Like 9,000 inches or?
This is like the 100 inches. The 98-inch QLED 8K was manufactured by Samsung, and Sony has something similar.
Ugh.
Well, some Black Friday shopper got mad because a retailer was out of Xbox Series X, so they called 911.
I get it. I understand. It's a crisis. It is.
They were scolded for abusing the 911 system.
That PlayStation 5s, it's pretty rough right now in the gaming world.
It's funny because we were walking through, I think, Walmart or Target, and someone said, I can't believe they don't have any PS5s here. And my husband leaned over and goes, if you really come to Black Friday shopping looking for that PS5, you are out of your mind. And I was like,
Yeah.
One of the 911 dispatchers anonymously posted, guys, if the store is sold out of Xbox Series X's, please don't call 911 to have the police tell the store to look in the back. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. The shopping season has begun. Cyber Monday today. Looking for those great deals. Looking for those unique gifts. Every day at this time through Christmas, we're going to have a special stocking stuffer for you. Stuffing that stocking with the stuff that's rocking. And guess who's come up with a pocket ninja? A ninja that you can put in your pocket. That's cool.
No. It is cool. I've got something from Amazon, as usual, because that's my go-to. I have Prime. A lot of people do. It's the Wallet Ninja.
Yes.
It's an 18-in-1 credit card-sized multi-tool.
Yes.
Basically, it's $14, and it can do a number of things. It's a bottle opener, a box opener, a can opener, a cell phone stand, pulls nails. It's got hex wrenches. It's a fruit peeler. I mean, I could go on and on and on. It's really cool. It's really convenient. And it's one of those things that's perfect for a stocking. You don't really think about not having these things until you need them. And
that's
so it's
right.
Like, no, pull it right out of your pocket. It's like a little backup tool, Dale. I know you love it.
You know how I am about having a backup plan, having to be prepared, be ready.
Yeah.
Right.
You never know.
It's very cheap.
It is. That is right. That is a good deal. A few minutes of preparation can save you hours of heartache and headaches. Just do it. Just
Dale O'Brien, copyright 2020.
No, it's a great idea. The Pocket Ninja. It's available from Amazon. How much? 14 what?
$14.
$14. Come on.
$14 for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Right.
And something that can save your life.
That's true.
Or tighten a screw, anyway.
Are you one of them girls to pee us off the Bud Light label? Them girls.
Wake up with The Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. Before Thanksgiving, sometime, I don't know, Tuesday, Wednesday, there was a stage 4 butter emergency going on here. I thought about this because I was laying the butter to the mashed potatoes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what makes mashed potatoes taste better? Real butter.
Absolutely.
And I was laying it to them. But anyway, Annie's husband wanted a butter sculpture. She couldn't find one anywhere. You got to plan ahead. You got to get those early. People have to have those.
I know. I told myself to buy it ahead of time, and I didn't.
I think I found the last one in the triad, sitting all alone in an end cap case where someone evidently had left it sitting. Someone had set it down and decided they would get a bigger hunk of butter.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So I took advantage of it and got it. Was he happy with the butter sculpture?
Oh, he was so happy with it. And my sister's boyfriend was the first person. He went right for it and cut the head of the turkey off.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, it was shaped like a big old turkey.
Save the neck for me, Clark.
I will, Eddie. And here's the thing. I knew that someone like him would go right for the neck and cut that thing off very first thing. Because that's what I would have done.
Correct.
Right.
It's the right amount of butter.
It's like, and it's also like the Easter Bunny, the chocolate Easter Bunny. What do you bite off first?
The ears.
The butt.
Do you really?
Really?
I always go for the butt first.
Well,
that,
all right.
That explains so much.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Music brought to you by the Exergen Twice Daily Thermometer.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every...
Coming off that holiday weekend, Cyber Monday, throwing around those good vibes. It's Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. It's 6:54. I'll go first today.
All right.
Because this guy's story is great. I wish this could happen to me. You know, you've lost your wallet. There's nothing worse than that feeling. Oh, where's my wallet?
Yeah.
Where's my wallet? Now, the good news is usually you find it within an hour or so. You've just misplaced it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you can't find that wallet... Well, he lost his wallet on New South Wales, Australia, on the beach in 1994.
Mm.
And was recently reunited with that wallet.
Wow.
How?
Well, his name is Paul Davis, and he was presented with his wallet, which was found just yards from where he lost it. A good Samaritan found his credit card, cash, and student ID.
Nice.
The Good Samaritan posted a picture of the wallet on Facebook before Paul's cousin spotted it and called him. The wallet was sent to Paul several days later with everything that was in the wallet 22 years ago still there.
I bet he was looking through it going, man, look at this. Look at this.
I mean, you know how good it is to get a winter coat out for the first time and shove your hand in and find like a fiver in there, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
Always good. All right, who's next?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Annie.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
So I'm pretty excited because my favorite Christmas movie is kind of getting a revamp. They're not going to do like a full-on remake of it. But they are going to do like a table read of it, and it's A Wonderful Life. I'm super excited about it. And it's weird because they chose Pete Davidson to do the, just be George Bailey, which I would never expect that. But it sounds pretty cool. And it's also a charity event for Ed Asner Family Center. And so I just think it's pretty cool. And you know, it's virtual, so you can sit at home and watch it December 13th at around 8. It'll be online, and I can't figure out where that is. But I cannot wait to watch that. I think it's going to be good.
Speaking of the original, It's Wonderful Life, Jimmy Stewart. I can do a very good impression. Oh, no. You want the moon? I'll get you the moon now.
Oh, God.
I will tell you, that's better than the Luke Bryan.
Much better than Luke Bryan.
It is. It's better than the Luke Bryan, dude. I mean, seriously.
I'll tie a lasso around it and get you to get it. The moon. No, I'm going to do the moon.
Okay, you're trying too hard now. You're ruining it.
That's enough. Right, you're up.
Hey. Here's my good vibes for the day. I know we just came off this long weekend. And I have to say, better days are ahead if you're thinking about that. And they're called Saturday and Sunday.
Amen. Yeah.
There were only four more days from another weekend.
That's right.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. I want to stop right now because I want to tell you about what we're going to do at 8 o'clock this morning. If you've got kids, having raised two boys that loved anything that had anything to do with playing any sport or driving anything.
Yeah.
Now, my kids were farm kids, too, because so they got to drive ATVs and tractors and all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So we told you all the last few days about this big honking holiday we're going to do. And every day this week, we're going to give you a shot at winning one of those Kid Track Chevy trucks.
Ooh.
Those are fancy.
You know the little Power Wheels things that the kids can drive around?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if I could, there was no such thing when I was a kid. If I could have gotten my hands on one of those, what a dream.
Hard when they just invented the wheel. I get it.
Yes. But now this thing.
I remember.
This thing's got four wheels.
I used to want one too, but when you're from a family of six kids, you don't get stuff like that.
I know. You're right. You're so right. Now, even with two, I can't even imagine that many kids. Right. So your first chance to win one of these is coming up in 1 hour from now. 1 hour from now. At 8 o'clock. Plus, you're going to get this Riley Green swag bag, and it's got a copy of his EP, If It Wasn't for Trucks. See how that's all tied in together?
Oh, there? That's smart.
Isn't this little Trax truck, like, fully loaded, though, too? Can't you, like, access
It's got a radio. It is. It has a radio on it that you can tune in to the Wolf. You got all. It's got everything.
All the bells and whistles,
I'm telling
man.
You, this is something that if I were a kid, I would have flip my lid.
Yeah.
Right.
To get hold of. My lid.
And we're just going to give it to you.
One a day this week.
Yeah.
Woo!
Let me tell you something right now. I'm as excited about this as I have been anything we've given away all year long.
This is exciting because honestly, I want one.
I know.
To ride.
Absolutely.
And have.
So anyway, we're going to be doing that. We'd like to give you a full, big, whole new truck for yourself, but when you're balling on the budget, man, this is the best we can do. That's all there is to it. 8 o'clock, we get a shot. First shot to win that coming up. 5 after laughter, it's coming. I'm in a girl with you, Michael Morgan. First, though, on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
She don't laugh at everything, but when she... I met a girl met a girl.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Took the kids to the movies the other day. New announcement in the movie theater I hadn't seen before. Please pick up the garbage from around your seat after the movie. Oh, okay. Maybe I'll bring my orange jumpsuit and a wooden stick with a nail in it, too. Maybe I'll work my way down the highway after the credits. I'm not picking nothing up. I'm the one that threw it down. There's a deal in place between us and the movie theater people. The deal is, you're ripping us off. In exchange for that, when I'm done with something, I open my hand. Let her roll down 8 rows. Not sticking my arm into that dark, scary hole. Trying to pry out 3 goobers that have been soda welded there since the Shawshank Redemption.
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's Cyber Monday, and there are some deals out there, I'm telling you. And maybe you haven't participated in this extravaganza before, but you can really score some deals on some stuff on Cyber Monday, on stuff you probably don't even think about sometimes, like batteries. We were talking earlier off mic. First of all, my dad was exactly right when he said Energizer batteries are the best batteries. You buy anything else, you're wasting your money.
Yeah, true.
So those are my favorite batteries. And there's a great deal on batteries at Amazon. And you're going to need batteries.
Never would have thought about that.
Right.
Yeah. But that's the coolest part about it is you get 24 AA's, 24 AAA's for $24, 50 cents a battery. Come Don't on. Tell me how I did that math that fast, but I'm pretty impressed.
You are amazing.
Yes, she is. She's something, all right.
What?
I was looking, too. An ad popped up, and it usually happens this time of year. Hulu has a Cyber Monday deal to where you can get 12 months for new subscribers, which is code for get a new email. That's
right.
Free.
Yeah.
Right.
For $2 a month for a year.
It's not bad at all.
No, it's not.
I mean, that is
right now, Hulu runs, I believe, $7, but I have the one with ads because, you know, I'm cheap.
Right. That's a heck of a deal. Good tip. Good Cyber Monday
Correct.
Tip.
Yes. And take advantage of that. I was looking, too, to see if Disney Plus was going to do anything. They haven't done anything. I tell you one that's not doing one is HBO Max. They're like, hey, $15 a month.
We're firm on that.
Get this premium programming.
Yeah.
We're firm on that. No discounts. Hey, yeah, if you're a big fan of FAO Schwartz toys, I know a lot of people do love those. They actually collect some of the FAO Schwartz brands because they carry a lot of different like train sets and stuff like that that are FAO Schwartz branded. And if you like that, on the FAO Schwartz site today, everything on the FAO Schwartz site is 30% off.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Also, another thing you don't think about, board games are cheap today too.
They were also
cheap on Black Friday, but I think they carried over throughout the weekend. Like there's a game called Ticket to Ride. First of all, it has trains in it, which is awesome. yeah, that was like half off.
Do you have to push a little train around the board and stuff when you play the game?
No, you don't have to, but that'd be awesome.
But why wouldn't you?
Oh gosh.
You're right.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Exactly.
That sounds awesome.
Annie, have you found anything else that you thought was an amazing deal?
So I'm still kind of researching, but I'm a fan of the family Christmas pajamas. And
oh, no.
Just, I've always grown up, my mama on Christmas Eve, we all got new pajamas. And so I just, like, we don't have to necessarily match, but I do like new pajamas for Christmas Eve. Dale, don't worry about it. It's not for a photo or nothing. I just like nice pajamas.
Oh, we'll get the photo. We'll get the photo.
So there's they have the matching sets on Amazon too. That's my go-to is Amazon. But it's about $20 for each person. But they even have the dog included too.
Are these footy pajamas?
No, the one I was looking at was that buffalo plaid set for a whole family. But mainly I'm just looking for Frank to have some cute pajamas. But they have them there.
Sure.
Not that I'm throwing out any suggestions to whoever may be listening right now I live with or near, but the video game, The Last of Us Part 2 for PlayStation 4 is on sale for $30 instead of $60 today.
Well, that's half price. I don't know how I did that math that fast either, but right. Pretty proud
of myself. That's when you just buy it yourself, Chase. Just buy it yourself.
I have to throw out suggestions. Apparently Santa Claus wants a list.
Yeah, he has to have it.
Has to.
I thought he knew, but no, you got to make some list and send to him.
He won't pay off.
I just make sure Santa sees my Amazon cart. That's where he chooses from.
How much is in your Amazon cart right now? Tell us quick.
$560.
Jeez.
Right. And it's only 7:30, folks. She's on a roll. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, good morning to you. It is Cyber Monday today. Oh, the deals. Oh, the savings. Oh. Annie's got like $500 in her card already, and it's only 7:40 a.m. on Cyber Monday.
Right.
So.
I can't help myself.
She just found this little thing, these tiles, the things that. You a little fob you put on your keychain or on other things that may help you find them. You can also put it on your like your remote control, your TV remote. So if it disappears, you can find the thing. So who's got the deal on those things?
Honestly, the Tile website, the one pack, so you get the one tile, it's $17.99. But it's pretty cool because like Dale said, you literally can hook it on your keys and you connect it to the app on your phone. And you can ring your keys from your phone. But get this. If you lose your phone, you click your tile on your keys. And even if your phone is on silent, it'll ring your phone out loud. So you can find it that way.
So it
works like both. Wow. It's nice to have. The one pack is $18. They've got the two pack for $50 and the four pack for $70, which is pretty cool if you are one of those people who lose a lot of things. You can put it on anything. Like Dale said, your remote, your wallet, your phone, your keys.
You know, my wife would say along the lines of, let's get that and strap one to the back of your head so that way you'll know exactly where you're at.
Strap that to your ass, we'll find you.
But literally, it's like this is like the perfect gift for my mom.
All right, it's 7:41 and it is Cyber Monday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Gretna, Virginia, population 1,229.
Salute!
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Robert Louis Stevenson gave us
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase, this is Jake Cohen, Barefoot Blue Jean Night. Rain is moving out of here. Falling temps, 34 tonight, tomorrow's high, only in the 40s. Let's grab those party hats and celebrate here.
'Cause it's birthday time, what a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you. If you are celebrating today, you share your birthday with Chrissy Teigen, who's 35. I'm going to mess up her last name. Kaylee Cuoco.
That is correct. Holy mackerel.
She is 35 today. Ben Stiller is 55. Billy Idol is 65. Sandra Oh is 48. And Clay Aiken is 40.
Hey, Clay Mates.
Yesterday he was on America.
Celebrate!
That's pretty good. Some local birthdays. We missed one yesterday. It's Kathy Boyer. Happy belated birthday to you. And today, Thomas Toller of Franklinville, Sarah Matthews of Stokesdale, Christy Belcher of Yakinville, Joanna Huckabee of Kernersville, Eric Shelton of High Point, and Dylan Haynes of Jamestown. Get your special day in now. Go to the website, 931wolfcountry.com, because we want to shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Texas. Do you hear that?
I hear it.
That is very exciting. It's your chance to win that brand new Kid Track Chevy truck, Bluetooth radio, the whole nine yards. Here's what you do. Text Mary, M-E-R-R-Y. That's text Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, to 20357 right now. That's Mary, M-E-R-R-Y, to 20357. We're going to shoot you a special link, so you make sure you get in there. That's text Mary now to 20357. One of these every day this week. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to tell you this, but you get another shot with Clay about 5 today. M-E-R-R-Y. Text it now to 20357.
I hope she makes you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. There's Jimmy Allen. Time to head off to the land of law and order. Nimrod News Time. You know, planes, trains, and automobiles may, and well, it's just my opinion, but it may be one of the best Thanksgiving movies ever.
Yeah.
There's a scene where they're going the wrong way down the highway. This story's kind of like that, only just add dope.
Oh, awesome, which can never end up bad.
No, what could go wrong here? 43-year-old Corey White was driving down the highway in Utah on Saturday, going the wrong direction.
Dun, dun, dun.
When a cop tried to pull him over, he floored it. As you do.
Yes.
When he lights you up.
Yes. Because if you can outrun him, technically you're free of any charges.
They clocked him at 110. It's like the guys, it's just like you right now coming from Burlington to Greensboro. I know what you're doing. You're doing 110. Clocked him at 110, and they had to stop his van by doing a pit maneuver and swerving him off the road. Luckily, he didn't cause a head-on collision. They were able to stop him before he did that. When they ask him why he ran, which is the first question I ask. If I'm a cop, I'm going to go, dude, why did you run?
Why? You're not going
to
get away.
Why did you try to run? He said, I thought I was dreaming and that the cop had challenged me to a race.
Okay. All right.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, then. All right, great.
All right. Have a nice weekend.
I'll let you go.
Free to go.
The cop who stopped him could smell alcohol on his breath and found an open container in his cup holder. They drug tested him later on. Turned out he'd also been doing quite a bit of meth.
Oh, no. Come on. No way.
He's facing 9 charges, including DUI, open container, reckless driving, reckless endangerment, along with, of course, evading the police and all that other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you try to run?
Why? Yeah.
You can't outrun the radio, man.
Everybody has seen what OJ did, man, and they're just trying to catch up.
Yeah. We're not going to have any of those slow speed chases down the freeway here. It's not going to happen.
No.
These guys
no.
are going to get you.
We just trying to catch a good time.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Hey, I want to get on this real quick. I got from my friends, as I say, from the National Weather Service, got some information that if you live in the western part of the listening area, there's some strong storms and wind moving, and it's going to be making its way through the triad here in the coming hours. By the time we reach tonight, temps are going to drop. So just be on the lookout if you're out and about this morning, as wind and rain will pick up as these line of storms come through.
Could be some power lines down, you know, that kind of stuff. So it could be some power outages later. And remember, if you're driving a high-profile vehicle, watch out for those crosswinds.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome.
As of this morning, too, Moderna has applied for the emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccine, which they say is 94.85735% effective.
Yeah. Wow.
So they've applied for that, and they are they say that hopefully they'll have something by the beginning of December. Like when I say beginning of December, I mean like maybe the 5th or 6th that they can get out there if the FDA approves it.
Okay, nice.
So we'll have to see what happens with that. If you're missing a little hair up top, first of all, don't worry. You look great.
Okay.
Because there is a new dating app called Bald Dating. They went all out on that name. Is here to connect you with people who like bald people.
But you see, here's the thing. There is a way big difference in a bald guy and a balding guy.
Which, under their website, falls into the category. If you are balding, you can select your profile to say you are balding.
Yes.
And then if you're bald, you're bald.
Yeah, they're super.
Can we just take the time to say this, fellas? If you have the horseshoe, shave it. Let it go. You're not cool. It doesn't look cool. The baseball cap is not hiding the fact that you're bald on top. Let it go, fellas. Let it go.
Yeah, don't try the comb over or any of that. Ugh. Just go ahead and shave it.
I saw a guy. There's a guy that lived by my old house. He had dreadlocks. He had long dreadlocks. He was completely bald through the top. It was just a horseshoe of dreadlocks. Why? For the love of God, why? Who looked at him and said, yeah, man, that's cool.
Yeah, he's got the bald hawk going.
That's right. It's
right down through the middle is nothing.
The bald that's locks.
Right. Looks great. And according to their website, heads and personality shine here, and it's for all types of people.
Okay. All right. Good. There you go. I like the slug line.
It is nice, isn't it? Make sure, by the way, if you're up in the, if you're looking at the night sky at night when it's clear, look up in December, especially December the 21st, which just so happens to be the beginning of winter. Jupiter and Saturn are going to be the closest they've ever been to each other in 800 years. So the last time that happened was, should have done the math before we did, a long time ago.
Yeah. What about Uranus?
NASA's sending a probe there.
Okay. It's funny because we said anus.
It's funny. Yeah.
Speaking of anus, isn't there something about a brown Friday or something?
Now, don't get carried away. Don't get ahead of me. Your fun fact for today, there is such a thing called a brown Friday.
Please, for the love of God, don't let it be about butts.
Well, technically, kinda. The day after Thanksgiving is the busiest day of the year for plumbers, hence why they call it Brown Friday. Everybody goes in, gets all that turkey, all that stuff, and
hey, it's got to
blow it up the toilets.
Got to go somewhere, man.
It's got to go somewhere. Push it down, baby.
There's guys at the sewage plant right now standing there going, what are we going to do?
Call in the B team.
How about that?
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. And it wouldn't be the holidays for Chase without something that has to do with this cat. First, it was sunglasses and sweaters and that kind of stuff. Now, there's some new app he's got. What in the world are you doing?
Well, I stumbled across this because I realize technology is the future.
Okay, all right.
And if there's any way that we can figure out what our animals are saying, an app that says it can do it is the way to go.
You bought into it. You believed it.
I did. They said that there was a bunch of scientific research about how they have these different ways of analyzing a cat's meow or tone.
Okay.
It tells you.
So what's your cat saying?
Right.
I've really only had two words come across. One, I'm relaxing. Two, I'm hungry. And those are really the only two that I've seen, but I'm not 100% sold on whether it's accurate or not.
Really? Huh. Really? Weird. You're not sure?
Weird.
I'm not sure because it requires you to take your phone, hold the button down on the screen, and put it in front of your cat, and you can hear what, like, it records the meows, and then it analyzes in real time what they're saying. Mm-hmm. So what happened is the cat, I know it was their feeding time. It was about 5 o'clock in the evening, and I knew it was their feeding time, so I knew they had to be hungry. Meow, 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 meow. That's going on. I open the phone, record it, and it goes, I'm relaxing. I'm relaxing. I'm like, well, not really. I'm not 100% sold, but I'm still trying it.
So is this a free app?
It is. It is a free app. I forget the name of it. Of course, I forget the name of it. You can literally,
I don't think anybody cares the name about this app. And if you do, well, oh gosh.
There's two cat lovers out there going, hey, I could try that. I want to know what my cat's saying.
But here's the thing. If you could figure out what any animal was saying, that'd be awesome.
I can already tell you what your cat is saying. It's the same thing all cats are saying. Get away from me and leave me alone until it's time to eat.
Right.
Then feed me.
That's
one pat on the head, then leave me alone.
Then leave me alone. I don't. Don't pick me up.
Don't touch me.
Don't bother me.
Lock the door on the way out.
A little scratch under the neck will be sufficient, then go away.
Hey, young friend, thanks for.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Cyber Monday, lots of shopping going on today. And by the way, over 50% of it's going to be done at work.
Guilty.
Has everybody already cleaned out all the leftovers from the weekend?
No.
Still got some?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, I thought you might want to hear about this. Here's how long things last, or are supposed to last, and after this time you should get rid of them. Potatoes and yams, sweet potatoes, all that stuff, about 4 days in the fridge. After that, you should either freeze them or get rid of them. Stuffing, 4 days in the fridge, 3 months if you freeze it. Pies, best stored at room temperature for up to 2 days, can be stored in the fridge loosely covered for 2 additional days.
So, to keep that filmy layer from getting on top, I get it.
Reheat most leftovers at about 165 degrees. So if you still have a bunch of this stuff hanging around, be sure you check it. Or at the very least, eat the rest of that up today.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a unique situation. Is I have Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving with the mother-in-law. Yeah. And so we've been working on that food through the weekend. Then yesterday, we had second Thanksgiving with my family. And so now I have a new round. So it's like the timer started over, technically.
Yeah.
So you have fresh food from yesterday that you can eat.
I do, yes.
Good for you. Wake up with a little show, Next Door News time. What you got, Annie?
What do you do when someone lets their dog pee on your stuff?
You pee on their stuff.
I like the way you think. Apparently, we have a urination station set up in our neighborhood, and my neighbor, Margo, is the one providing it. And here's the original post from Margo. Big shout out to the woman walking her dog on a long leash by the corner of Victoria Drive and Victoria Circle. She let her dog pee on our inflatable turkey decoration. Mm-hmm. And when my husband asked her not to do that, she glared at him and walked away. Mm. Now, when we take the decorations down this week, we will need to wash the dog pee off of them before we can pack them up.
Oh, man.
We got a potential battle. I wonder if they have any sort of Christmas inflatables they'll be putting up that the dogs might be on.
Yeah.
True. When I saw her name, though, all I was thinking is, who peed on the inflatable turkey, Todd? I don't know, Margo.
Yeah.
I love it. But for real, who the hell just lets your dog pee on someone's stuff with them right there in front of you, and then you get called out and you basically ignore them? Where's our human decency here? I don't wish any harm on people, but if that mean-ass lady don't stub the heck out of her toe, then karma and I have some talking to do.
Yeah, she'll get it. She'll get her.
Yeah, she will. It'll come around.
I mean, can y'all believe that, though? Also, Margo, why wouldn't you just simply pull out the hose and wash that sucker off right after it happened?
Because what you'll do is you'll forget about it later. You will.
Right. And then you'll have dried pee on there, right? But,
correct.
But when you're pulling out this hose to wash it off, you then hit the old bat who let her dog pee on your stuff with a full blast with that hose. And then when she gets mad and comes at you, you just glare at her and walk away. You know, hose drop.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. I like that one. That was good. Thanks. That was good.
It's not a mic drop, it's a hose drop.
That's right. Y'all ain't petty enough out here, for me especially, because she wouldn't have gotten 2 steps away without me saying, I'm going to get your mean ass and that little dog too.
I'm going to go pee in her yard.
Let's all do that. Let's all go pee. I'm sorry.
We're going to find her. I'm going to pee in her yard. I don't even have to be drunk to do it.
Oh, this break went downhill so quick.
All right. Anyway, spread your hater raid. That is the next door drama with me. Please text me 336-680-WOLF, or you can shoot us a DM at 931thewolf on Instagram or Facebook.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Hunter Hayes and Wanted. Oh, it's so sweet.
Oh,
so sweet. All right. We got to get out of here and make way. She's coming in next. I have so much stuff in my refrigerator that I have got to get rid of today.
Yeah.
A little leery same. About a couple of things. I'm gonna get rid of it, and I'm sure a lot of you may be doing that same thing today. I ate as much as I could. Trust me. I covered my end, okay?
I know you did. Mm-hmm.
I held up my end of the bargain, for sure.
Does anybody else have an eating shirt like I do? Like when you go home, there's a shirt that you just... It gets washed, but it has stains.
It's like a giant
All dip. My shirts are eating shirts. Who are you?
Atta girl, I'm proud of you.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
All right, y'all have an awesome day. Watch out for possible weather. I mean, it's breaking up, but could be some strong winds and some heavy downpours before it moves on out of here. And the temperatures are going to drop tonight. So it's going to be cold tonight and cold tomorrow. Tomorrow's high only in the 40s. This is Lippy's Gone Dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Deciding when to wear a mask isn't about who you know or how well you know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.